Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. Has the incidence of hypothyroidism really increased, or is this another condition in which diagnostic criteria have changed, and as a result, more people are being diagnosed and many are being overtreated? Well, it's actually probably a combination of both. The American Thyroid Association, which is sponsored in part by drug companies, has continually changed the criteria for medication in terms of what TSH levels should be. And as a result, a lot more people are being placed on thyroid medication. And the problem with this is the risks associated with overtreatment include a high risk of further suppressing thyroid function. So while thyroid medication is really necessary for those who need it, for those who may be borderline cases or who have been treated as a result of the change in diagnostic criteria, this may not be a good idea at all. Well, a UK research group conducted a retrospective cohort study of 52,298 adults who were placed on medication for hypothyroidism between 2001 and 2009. And the researchers reported that there was a 30% increase in the number of patients with higher TSH levels who were placed on medication, and the number of new prescriptions for levothyroxine increased 74% during the study period. They concluded that perhaps we should be looking at this issue a little more carefully. Those are pretty dramatic increases in the number of people being treated. The issue with testing for thyroid function is determining what is considered normal. Levels of all markers fluctuate, and it's always important to remember that a blood test, for example, only reflects a frozen moment in time. Studies have shown that small fluctuations outside of reference ranges often resolve themselves in a few months without any treatment at all, and that aging changes biomarkers, including TSH levels, but doesn't necessarily mean that there's something wrong and we should be doing something about it. There has also been no research that clearly establishes benefits resulting from treating somebody with mild abnormalities outside of reference ranges, including a higher TSH level. The issue here is not that there's no benefit from medicating patients with hypothyroidism. Rather, it's the pervasive problem of disease mongering, which is promoted by the drug companies involved in the diagnostic testing industry, and health professionals, all of whom benefit from turning healthy people into sick patients who require more frequent doctor visits, medication, and care. So, my advice for people who are diagnosed for the first time with an abnormality in TSH levels, and it's really the first time you see a mild abnormality in almost any marker, is to do what I call active surveillance. That's different from watchful waiting. Active surveillance, watchful waiting implies that you don't do anything at all and just wait for things to pass. Active surveillance is, maybe this is a wake-up call, maybe I should make some changes to my habits, do everything I can to make myself healthy and to improve my health status, and then get tested again and see if things have changed. Thyroid disorders are related to diet and lifestyle choices, weight, etc., so it's quite possible that a small abnormality would be resolved by positive changes in those areas. Levothyroxine and other drugs may be necessary, but you postpone agreeing to take them until you really have concluded that there is an ongoing problem, not just a one-time abnormality. So we just should be a lot more careful in medicine. Medication and procedures and drugs, good for what they're good for, but not good for everybody all the time. And this rush to test everybody, medicate everybody, it's very, very distressing. It's real profitable for the people who benefit from it, but not so good for patients anymore. So that's all for now. Have a great day, and I will speak with you again tomorrow.